Screening for compounders on Porter's 3X screen. An important part in our analytical toolbox is our stock screens, where we apply a list of criteria relating to different financial, accounting, and performance parameters to sift through the 3,000-plus publicly traded stocks on U.S. markets. That's how we identify the tiny fraction of U.S.-listed stocks that offer the best opportunities for creating huge returns. In today's Sunday selection, we report on a company managing the power production for the massive AI build-out taking place. It's little known but widely used. But first, we revisit a popular stock filtering tool we call Porter's 3X Stock Screen. Over the last 25 years, buying an equally weighted basket of stocks generated from the 3X screen has tripled the return over the overall stock market, the S&P 500. Below, we also show the names of significant stocks hitting 52-week highs and 52-week lows, a helpful list that we use to guide our analysis. Porter's 3X Stock Screen. The 3X screen was inspired by Porter himself, who challenged the complete investor analyst team to create a filtering tool to find companies with high capital efficiency, steady revenue growth, and that trade at reasonable valuations. And to backtest the results to ensure the screening criteria selected stocks that generated market-beating gains over time. To see the criteria used to create Porter's 3X stock screen, go here. As of Thursday's close, this screen produced the 28 stocks shown in the table below. We have displayed each of the criteria noted above along with each company and ticker symbol, as well as each stock's beta, a measure of volatility versus the overall market. Note that beta is not used in the screening criteria, but rather to provide a reference point for noting the volatility of the stocks on the list. Next, the highs and lows. Highs and lows each week, we also monitor any stocks in the market making new 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the new 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a new 52-week high this week: Amazon, AMZN, Broadcom, AVGO, Walmart, WMT, Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, Caterpillar, CAT, Cisco Systems, CSCO, Applied Materials, AMAT, GE Vernova, GEV, Texas Instruments, TXN, KLA, KLAC, Lind, LIN, NextEra Energy, NEE, Analog Devices, ADI, Eaton, ETN, Union Pacific, UNP, Marvel Technology, MRVL, Prologis, PLD, Vertiv, VRT, Vicor, VICR, Equinix, EQIX, Trane Technologies, TT, Quanta Services, PWR, FedEx, FDX, Bank of New York Mellon, BK, Cummins, CMI, SPAD. We also monitor stocks on the new 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a new 52-week low last week: Abbott Laboratories, ABT, PDD Holdings, PDD, Danaher, DHR, Accenture, ACN, Zoetis, ZTS, Prudential Financial, PRU, Rees Med, RMD, Cognizant Technology Solutions, CTSH, Tractor Supply, TSCO, Broadridge Financial Solutions, BR, International Paper, IP, Lululemon Athletica, LULU, Checkpoint Software Technologies, CHKP, Insulet, PODD, Best Buy, BBY, Clorox, CLX, Texas Roadhouse, TXRH, MDOX, DOX, Conagra Brands, CAG, Ripligen, RGEN, EPAM Systems, EPAM, Pegasystems, PEGA, Ollie's Bargain Outlet, OLLI, Partners Only, The Toll Booth. On the AI power grid, today's Sunday selection comes off the 52-week high list, a power technology company that has quietly become one of the most important suppliers in the massive AI infrastructure build-out. Most investors have never heard of it, but every major AI chip being designed today faces the same physical constraint: getting enough electricity into the processor without melting the board, and this company holds the patents on a leading solution. It just reported Q1 results, record revenue, a 70% backlog surge, and a business model that is quietly becoming the Qualcomm of AI power delivery. Qualcomm invented the core technology behind modern wireless communication, and rather than trying to build every chip itself, it licensed that technology to every smartphone maker on the planet. Samsung, Apple, and others pay Qualcomm a fee on every device sold, whether or not it contains a Qualcomm chip, because Qualcomm owns the underlying patents. This licensing business runs at 100% profit margins and turned Qualcomm from a hardware company into a toll booth on the entire wireless industry. Today's Sunday selection, Vicor, Nasdaq, Veer, is building the same structure for artificial intelligence, AI, power delivery. This Massachusetts-based company designs and manufactures high-density power components to target the right voltage to advanced electronics. But to take it a step further, Vicor has done something fundamentally different than the industry. It has redesigned how electricity moves through silicon, pushing against the physical limits of what power delivery can achieve. Vicor invented the foundational technology, secured it with more than 800 patents, and is now enforcing those patents so that competitors must either pay Vicor a licensing fee or stay out of the US market. Modern AI chips consume over 1,000 watts, roughly the same as a space heater, packed into a surface the size of a postage stamp. The traditional approach delivers that current from the side of the chip. The result is massive energy waste. Vicor's vertical power delivery, VPD, feeds electricity from underneath the processor, cutting energy waste by up to 50%. And because these modules are thinner than two credit cards and engineered to operate in the liquid-cooled, thermally constrained environments that next-generation AI servers require, they fit where conventional power components physically cannot. For a large cloud operator running 100,000 of these chips 24/7, like Nvidia or Alphabet, those efficiency gains translate into billions of dollars in lower electricity costs. And here is the key insight. As chips get more powerful, this solution moves from an added bonus to a must-have. The laws of physics are pulling demand toward Vicor. And the surge in demand was demonstrated in Q1 earnings. Revenue hit $113 million, including $15 million in licensing fees, up 20% from a year ago, with product revenue reaching a record $98 million. But the real story is the backlog. New orders surged to $301 million, a 70% jump in just 3 months. At current shipment rates, that gives the company roughly 9 months of forward visibility, the highest level in years. With $404 million in cash and zero debt, Vicor is aggressively expanding its Andover, Massachusetts, fabrication facility, or fab, to meet what management described as a crush of demand. Vicor's competitive position rests on three reinforcing advantages. A technical advantage. Its modules deliver 24x more current per square millimeter than conventional approaches, and several of the world's largest cloud computing companies have said that Vicor is the only supplier capable of meeting their next-generation chip requirements. The patent wall. Vicor holds over 800 patents and is actively enforcing them. In 2025, the U.S. International Trade Commission banned the import of products that infringe on Vicor's patents, a ban that lasts for the life of the patents. Companies that want to use similar technology now face a straightforward choice: pay Vicor a licensing fee or risk having their products stopped at the U.S. border. That licensing business has grown from $2.8 million in 2022 to $15 million this quarter alone, and management expects it to continue growing at roughly 50% per year, a geopolitical boost that no competitor can replicate. A February 2026 tariff ruling imposed 100% duties on competing power modules manufactured in China. Vicor manufactures everything domestically, in Massachusetts. Its competitors' costs doubled overnight, while Vicor's remain the same. But what entices us most is how management is transforming the business. Vicor is evolving from a cyclical hardware manufacturer into a hybrid hardware plus intellectual property compounder. At $260 per share, the stock is not cheap at 110x 2026 earnings. But the business is in the early innings of a model shift that will transform its revenue and margin profile. On last week's earnings call, Vicor CEO Patrizio Vinciarelli revealed that the company's first fab, previously expected to support $1 billion in annual product revenue, can now support at least $1.5 billion following newly identified capacity expansions. Management guided for $570 million in 2026 revenue, conservatively pricing in no new licensing deals. Given the $301 million backlog and the licensing business growing at 50% annually, a move toward $900 million in revenue by 2027 is within reach. If we apply an 80% utilization rate as a margin of safety to the newly expanded fab capacity, we arrive at roughly $1.2 billion in product revenue. With the licensing business growing at 50% annually from a $60 million base in 2025, and management stating it could eventually reach 50% of product revenue, a conservative near-term estimate adds $120 million to $150 million in high-margin intellectual property, IP, income on top. That implies total revenue approaching $1.35 billion to $1.4 billion, at gross margins expanding toward management's 65% target. On those numbers, we estimate earnings power in the range of $12 to $15 per share, achievable as the fab approaches full utilization over the next 3 to 4 years. At 35x earnings, a reasonable multiple for a business with a growing IP licensing stream, zero debt, and a $400 million cash balance, the implied value is $420 to $525 per share. Even on nearer-term estimates, with Wall Street consensus already at roughly $900 million for 2027, earnings power on that revenue base likely sits in the $5 to $6 range. Then there's a clear path to $9 to $10 as the fab ramps toward full utilization in 2028, supporting a value of $280 to $350 at the same 35x multiple. The $301 million backlog, the book-to-bill above 2, and the fact that the company expects to be sold out for the foreseeable future suggests this is already underway. We are not officially adding Vicor as a formal recommendation, but its competitive position could make it one of the biggest AI winners of the next decade. And we are looking to add it as a complete investor recommendation on a pullback. At a $12 billion market cap, it's not too late to get in early given the long potential runway ahead. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.